The school nurse sent a little boy home early because he, what, at school? The nurse sent him home because he...
The nurse sent him home because he was ailing.
Okay. Now, if you were going to use a phrase with the word sick in it, would you say he was sick, or he took sick, or he got sick, or what?
Became sick.
Became sick, okay. If a person was feeling sick down here, you'd say he feels sick where?
On his stomach.
Okay. That's on his stomach, you said?
Yeah, with his stomach. A bit more.
Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Throw rice and holler.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have a word for that kind of celebration?
If I could think what I use, I'd appreciate it a time or two.
Well, that's okay. I'll come back to it. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you'd better behave, or what will get you?
The hound.
Okay.
The hand's here, and they're going to be in us.
Okay. How do you greet your friends on December the 25th?
On Christmas Day. Mm-hmm. Merry Christmas.
Okay. If you have a very heavy suitcase that you have to get from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far?
To carry.
Okay. What do you call a creature with a hard shell that lives in the water? It can draw its foreheads, its feet.
Head back in its feet?
Yeah.
That's a mud turtle.
Okay. What do you call a similar thing that lives on land?
Those are terrapins.
All right. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Chitlins.
Okay. Now, can the insides of other animals be eaten also?
Well, yes, and we have tripe, from beef cattle.
All right. What do you call the center part of an egg?
The yolk.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
Over here, let me see. I'm there with the doctor. I said, yes. And looked at the anatomy of the skeleton he had hanging in the closet and studied it some.
Well, now I'm just talking about just the common word.
It's a chest, or to take it in its entirety, though it'd be more than a chest, you see.
That's
what I was trying to think. I thought it was chest, of course, because...
The chest was the word I was interested in. Some people say breast, and some people say chest, and so that was what I was interested in.
I was considering the whole upper anatomy, and there.
What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that people use on a lake?
Bateau.
Okay.
We call them that. I don't know. I think that's...
Now, would this have a pointed bow or a square?
Some of them are pointed and some are almost square. But the one that I prefer is the pointed one because you can make turns and around.
But you'd call them all bateaux.
All bateaux. That's what we used in my growing up way back there years and years
ago. Where do you live? I'll stop you from talking.
I was born in Savannah, but I live in Atlanta now. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Teak.
Well, this outer covering.
Oh, that's a strip. Pillow slip.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Strand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say, one man really what the other one?
Whipped.
Okay.